Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about this latest decision, well, this latest attempt by certain city council members here in Keene to force people to wear businesses.
To wear masks while in business.
That's what I'm saying.
You missed a few words there.
So the intent isn't to go out and just be fining people left and right and having to enforce it, Filio said. You don't want to have to do something like that, but I think it's clear that the government's directive isn't working. So if they don't want to actually...
So wait, what he's saying is the state's directive isn't working. He's saying the governor... You said governor, not government, right?
Yes,
governor. The governor's direction. So,
who, by the way, he despises.
Is that right?
Oh, of course he does. Sununu is a Republican.
Yes. This is. Oh, yeah. Oh, just like last week, the conversation. This is not about science anymore.
This is about politics.
Yeah. This is about the two tribes fighting each other, and this is the new war.
So enough people have ignored the governor's orders, but he thinks they're going to pay attention to the city of Keene.
And I don't know if the Sentinel is paraphrasing him, but they said, Filio said the recommendation from Governor Sununu urging residents to wear masks does not go far enough.
It is a recommendation.
Yes.
It is not an order that you must wear a mask statewide in New Hampshire.
So I don't know if it's the city council member who's admitting that, or if it's the Keene Sentinel.
I don't know either.
But it would be fascinating if it was the Sentinel. But, Conan, you said you don't think this is going to happen.
Well, and before I go there, he is also quoted as saying he didn't even think he could get away with this 2 weeks ago. He wanted to do it 2 weeks ago, but he didn't think he could.
Well, he definitely can't now.
Until he saw how Nashua did it, and now he's jumped on the wagon.
He's inspired.
He's got the fire. All right. Anyways, all right. So let's go to the face space where this was posted, and I'm going to look at the likes, the love reacts versus the angry reacts. And I didn't even know I had access to this because now I have names. I could see where all these people stand. This is good. Sure. This is good information.
I would say you can go ahead and lump the likes and the loves together and lump the mad angries and the laughters together.
Right. So this article has only been up for 6 hours. I have never seen so many comments in that amount of time. We're almost up to 600 comments. The angry reacts and the laugh reacts. So 94 and 21. So over is about 110. The love reacts is 55. The like reacts is 324. So a lot more. But when you
So we're getting slaughtered.
People like the mask proposal.
Well, whatever the like means. Some people are still just hitting like because they want the article to pop up in their recommendations. But yes, we're being slaughtered.
It's going to do that no matter how you react.
But when you see already over 100 laugh and anger reacts, that is a huge ratio. If you're looking at a YouTube video or something, you get that kind of ratio going. They know there is something is skewed. There's something wrong with that video because there's crazy people out there.
Wait a minute. Didn't you say there were over 300 people that liked it?
Yeah.
324.
But then he hand-waved it away and said that doesn't count.
Because of the ratio. Now, if it was 324 likes and only 10 angry reacts, we're getting slaughtered. But when you have almost a third...
I mean, 3-1 or whatever. That's,
yeah, that's huge,
man.
You're not even close to winning the election there, Conan. You're losing big time.
You still have more than 15% of the population who feel a way, and that's all you need to get the ball rolling.
I'll give you that.
You have more than 15% of the population who thinks this is absolutely.
But how many of them are going to roll over when their favorite business tells them you got to wear a mask to come in now? How many of them are going to know that they have a right not to wear the mask and are going to try to exercise that right?
You are absolutely correct. But you know what? You keep prodding the dog. You keep thumping the dog with the stick. You're going to get bit. You're going to turn that dog mean, and you're going to get bit. You're going to get tarred and feathered. And this Filio, it's all he's been about. He's got the Charles. He's got the folks who love him. You're not doing enough, Charles. Boot harder. We love that trend.
You should just call him a Randy instead of a Charles. His first name is Randy.
Randy. Yeah, but that sounds like he's
feel like a Karen.
Randy's kind of a lame name. I'm sorry to any cool Randys out there.
No, but Randy also means you're kind of frisky. I don't like that.
Well, he is. I mean, he's known for fooling around with his wife and other people.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
No, with his wife. Like, they do, like, some kind of swinger thing. So he is kind of frisky.
Good for them.
From what I understand.
So wearing masks is something...
That's the rumor, at least.
...that I think we must do if we are to avoid a second wave of the disease in the coming months, said Williams, who is one of the council people who supports this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Second wave. As we were talking about before, there were, like, 40 reported cases and... Two deaths.
That's it.
In
Cheshire County.
All old people. And a lot of those 40 cases were in the old person's home over here, the retirement center.
Okay.
Which only makes sense because same thing with influenza. The same exact thing.
Well, disregarding the ratio of likes to dislikes on the Sentinel's article about this on Facebook, just the timeline alone suggests to me that by the time they even could attempt to pass this, it will be obsolete.
Yeah, unless the second wave actually happens. Here's my fear how this will work.
I don't think the government's going to be able to keep these businesses, these restaurants, these bars closed for 3 more weeks.
I'm saying what'll probably happen. No, here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We're going to be re-released into the wild, and a lot of people who haven't been working on their herd immunity, they haven't been gathering their vitamin D, and they've actually been quarantined. Unlike us, we're not used to this because we've been running around doing things. There are actually people who have been locked in their homes this whole time. They are going to go out into the wild, and they are going to get immediately sick because they weren't available during the actual cold season, and they didn't catch the virus then, and they're going to get sick, and they might not die.
So you think there will be a second
wave? Another wave, another spike, another lockdown. I mean,
the vaccine makers and the Faucis and the Bill Gateses of the world and all of these governors who want more power, it will only make them more happy, thankful that they had done everything that they could to keep us safe. Oh, look what we did. I had said for weeks and weeks that we should wear a mask, and they were fighting me. The Republicans were fighting me, but they were, look, I was right.
Okay, but what if they're wrong? I mean, what if they reopen businesses and none of that insanity comes to pass, as I don't think it will?
They could say better safe than sorry.
But, I mean, that's not the case when you have people who are unemployed.
They don't look at that. They'll say government will help those unemployed people.
Government made them unemployed.
I know, but that when the people are standing in bread lines and starving, and they don't care who's feeding them, who's feeding them, but they see that the hand that is feeding them is government.
I'm not sure.
They're not going to be so likely to blame government for causing all of this. They just want to eat.
I'm not sure how many people are actually staying at home, staying indoors, and not going out. I'm not sure how many people are actually doing that. It really can't be many.
I'm not sure. I know a lot of them are wearing masks, though. I know a lot of them are wearing masks.
Yes, but they're out in public, and that's how you know they're wearing masks.
Yeah.
The question is how many people are actually staying at home, quarantining, getting the vitamin D and all of that that you were talking about.
I do know that I've seen a lot of empty parking lots. Main Street, for example. So, I mean, there's a lot of... I don't know if these people are all out at the...
But you've also seen lines at the Home Depot or whatever.
On a few occasions,
yes.
not every time.
So I just can't imagine it's more than maybe 1% of the people who have actually just been sitting at home through all of this, not doing anything myself.
1%? No way. It's got to be way more than that.
You
I mean, maybe
so?
They're going. Maybe some of them are going outside to take a walk. I mean, I don't know how many of them are actually staying 100% inside all the time. That would be, you'd have to do some sort of poll to try to figure that out. But I think a significant number of people are not going to work because they're not allowed to.
I know they're not because I've met more of my neighbors in the last 3 months than I have in 7 years.
Yes, but you met them, therefore they're not quarantining.
Yeah, well, but they're not.
So you're only talking about just
out.
Staying inside, never
I'm talking about the people
outside.
That he's referring to who are just sitting at home, not getting vitamin D. He seems to think that these people are going to come out in public and they're all going to get sick and it's going to be a second wave. I'm saying, I don't think those people actually exist.
If they're social distancing and they're not actually going out in public and spitting on each other by accident, of course, they're not getting each other's diseases. No one's shaking each other's hands. No one is getting close to each other, breathing on each other. It's just not there. unless you're a Walmart employee, and then you've been out the whole time, and I don't think any of our employees have gotten sick, because I guess it's, who knows, I guess it's not real. I guess the whole thing is fake.
I don't think the whole thing is fake, but I don't see a second wave coming. 8-5, of course, here in Cheshire County, we didn't really see a first wave.
No, we didn't. Good point.
This is Free Talk Live.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you can control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you know, Monday I stopped by the AnyPay offices in Portsmouth here in New Hampshire.
Me too.
And I had already seen the interior of it because Derry J, the CEOs or the CFO or whatever, sent me a video of a simple walkthrough. And it's, if ever there was a business that an ordinary crypto enthusiast could get behind, it would be AnyPay.
It's beautiful, man.
It is.
Great office.
And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, AnyPay is what makes that possible. And you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses, which means you finally have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen and you get the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Commissions are instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months or threshold payouts. None of that crap. It's instant. AnyPayInc.com. It's an awesome service. I also realized after Derek J posted something on, some social media site, that probably 99% of all of the cryptocurrency purchases I've ever made were done through AnyPay. So it's extremely high up there for me. Awesome. AnyPayInc.com. So masks are dividing the country. Conan seems to think that the next civil war is going to erupt over it.
Oh, wouldn't that be ironic? It is getting to a tipping point, and I'm thinking that seeing those numbers, seeing that ratio of you know, and the people just, you know, losing their minds over this on both sides, including myself, by the way, I'm getting a little upset.
Well, it seems that most people are pretty calm and couldn't even bother to click a react. They just clicked like.
There's that possibility, or they actually like the ordinance and think it's a great idea. There's that possibility.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it's just, it's those angry and laugh reacts versus that ratio that is created there that proves to me that there, people have an opinion about this.
Oh yeah, they do. Yeah,
they're being forced unconstitutionally by these authoritarian nannies, these Charleses, to muzzle ourselves.
Are we going with Charleses?
We'll still work on it.
I like Randy.
I like Randy.
And just this week, this coming from the
Randy
CDC.
Randy sounds better than Charles's.
The problem, how do you say Randy in plural?
Randy's.
Randy's. So it works better. Charles's is just Randy's doesn't work because you can't pluralize it.
Yeah.
But this coming from the CDC this week, and take that with a grain of salt because we got in trouble. We're in this because of their guidance. All of the governors and the authoritarians out there have worked with
gotta
their
follow
models,
the CDC.
And that has gotten us in this boat. But now here's what they say. In new guidance from mathematical modelers and public health officials, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is estimating that about a third of coronavirus infections are asymptomatic.
Symptomatic.
The CDC also says its best estimate is, you know, they've had they bring us out, they unroll us a new estimate every single week, but its best estimate this week is that 0.4% of people who show symptoms and have COVID-19 will die. So if you have the symptoms, 0.4% will die. And that excludes those one-third who don't have any symptoms. Mm-hmm. If you include all the numbers of people who have been tested and actually have COVID-19,
it's way lower.
That number goes down to 0.26%.
But see, you're trying to use evidence here to argue an issue that's no longer about evidence or a science at all.
Well, it's government about, numbers anyway.
It's so about political division.
Well, that's what it's become. That's what it is now.
That's what it always was.
That's what, they at least had their numbers that they could back up on. They could back up their issue, their plan. Now the numbers don't support them any longer. The numbers don't support your mask wearing, your lockdown, your quarantine.
Doesn't matter.
The numbers never did support it, at least in my mind. Because
now they really don't support it.
Well, right, but even if the numbers were 4 times or 10 times worse than what the governments were reporting, I still wouldn't care, and I still wouldn't want to wear a mask.
I as well. But, right. I mean, you have a lot of fearful people out there.
Yeah, you do. That's why this is happening. Because the government goons are playing on that fear,
yeah,
and it works.
And it has divided people, as the governor in North Dakota has observed.
Well, it was a little while, and I've got the story here from TheGuardian.com. There's also one over at CNN. But it wasn't long ago that we had heard the term quarantine shaming. Now, what that term was supposed to mean was that there were people who were being shamed for not quarantining. So people who were out in the streets, like us, who go out and do our thing, were getting
I do my thing more now than I did before the, quote, lockdown.
Me too. I go out more now.
And now it's mask shaming because there's more people out and about.
But, so this is the reverse. So what is being called mask shaming is coming from the people who do not have masks going towards the people who do have masks.
And okay, so there's anti-mask shaming.
There's quarantine shaming, which is the people with the masks who shame people who aren't quarantining.
Wait, I don't
know. There's mask shaming, which is where people who don't have masks are shaming the people who do have masks.
I don't see it that way. I see the people with masks. They're wearing their yarn knitted masks
As we were talking about last week, when you were like, "I these people wearing masks, they make me angry," is because you're
not
likely.
But I'm not shaming people.
I'm not either, and I don't think you should. Look, right. I don't care if you want to wear a mask. It's your face. You can put whatever the hell you want on it. I might think it's silly. I might think it's unnecessary, but I'm sure as hell not going to say anything to you. Apparently, some people are, and that's what this story is
all
about.
All right, tell us.
According to TheGuardian.com, in North Dakota on Friday, Republican Governor Doug Burgum decried a, quote, senseless dividing line, unquote, between U.S. citizens over whether masks should be worn in public during the coronavirus pandemic, as he pleaded with citizens of his state to, quote, try to dial up your empathy and your understanding, unquote. Burgum was moved to the brink of tears. He said, "We're all in this together, and there's only one battle we're fighting, and that's the battle of the virus."
Did he really?
Oh, the story goes on to just generally talk about Donald Trump and things like that.
I wish that audio was out there. I'd love to hear that.
It probably is. There's a picture of him speaking, but there's more to his quotes. So jumping down the story just a little bit, speaking to reporters at the state capitol in Bismarck on Friday, Burgum said, quote, he would really love to see in North Dakota that we could just skip this thing that other parts of the nation are going through, that they're creating a divide. It's either it's ideological or political or something around mask versus no mask. This is what I would say, a senseless dividing line, and I would ask people to try to dial up your empathy and your understanding. If someone's wearing a mask, they're not doing it to represent what political party they're in or what candidates they support.
Oh, crap.
He said they might be doing it because they've got a 5-year-old who's been going through cancer treatments. They might have vulnerable adults in their life who currently have COVID-19 and are fighting. So again, I would just love to see our state, as part of being North Dakota smart, also be North Dakota kind,
yeah,
North Dakota empathetic, North Dakota understanding, to do this thing. Because if somebody wants to wear a mask, there should be no mask shaming.
Yeah, and that's why I see so many people driving around in their cars by themselves with masks on, or jogging with masks on, because of their cancer kid or their old person at home. Why are they out and about? Why are they out in public by themselves with no one else around wearing it? Unless it is political and unless it is a form of virtue signaling.
So I got to say, I agree.
I'm not going to say that a mother of a 5-year-old with cancer isn't supposed to go out and jog.
With her mask on?
I've seen it happen.
She's got to worry about that 5-year-old who is undergoing chemotherapy.
Back at the
she's
worried about catching it, huh?
Yeah, whether it's effective or not, I understand a mother taking every precaution possible to protect her child. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is blasting the idea of mail-in voting during the 2020 general election.
This has more to do with fairness and honesty and really our country itself. Because when that starts happening, you don't have a fair, you have a rigged system.
President's comments coming on the heels of West Virginia's Attorney General announcing criminal charges against a mail carrier in connection with alleged manipulation of absentee voter requests. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a new rule allowing for proxy voting is fully consistent with the Constitution, Pelosi dismissing a new GOP lawsuit aimed at blocking it. The House meets Wednesday to begin consideration of several bills and will hold a vote series that will allow proxy voting on the House floor for the first time in the history of the body. And you're listening to USA Radio News. With the latest on a possible new coronavirus stimulus bill, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says now it is likely that Congress is going to pass another coronavirus bill to help the economic recovery.
In my view, it ought to be very carefully targeted to correct the mistakes that we certainly made in passing a multi-trillion dollar bill in 1 week.
McConnell saying the Senate will not pass a bill that does not include liability reform so as to reassure that small business owners will not face an avalanche of lawsuits after the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new USA Today Ipsos poll released on Tuesday found that nearly two-thirds of teachers say they haven't been able to do their jobs properly since a health crisis upended traditional learning. Meanwhile, 1 in 5% say they do not plan on coming back to school in the fall. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, which allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project.org. Now, we're talking about masks here, and it may be curious, because one of the first things that I see when I go to the headlines at Google News or whatever is Trump mocking Biden for not wearing a mask. But whether or not that actually happened, every week it's just news article after news article mocking Trump, calling him an idiot, essentially, for choosing not to wear a mask.
COVIDiot.
So if these governors throughout the country, if people throughout the country don't want people to fight over wearing masks, then that has to start with the politicians at the top who are causing that divide in the first place.
So what are you suggesting? Trump should wear a mask to make everyone feel good?
I'm saying that the people criticizing Trump for not wearing a mask, largely the media and the Democratic left,
oh, I'll agree with that,
are largely responsible for the animosity.
But you're talking specifically about hypocrites by their very nature. All they do is lambast the orange man for 3 years now.
Well, I mean, but Trump and his crowd...
And then commit the exact same atrocities on their own ground.
See, that's biased, Conan, because Trump and his crowd have done their own fair share of animosity back toward the people who choose to wear masks.
That's what they're saying in North Dakota is happening.
He retweeted a stupid picture of Biden with his ears out like Dumbo. I would have retweeted that as well if he was my political opponent.
It's not even that mocking. I mean, the statement, of course, if you read the statement on this Biden post, there's a post about Biden by a Fox News correspondent that Trump retweeted. That's what's being called mocking. Can you scroll up and just read what the post says? It's just a picture of Biden wearing a black mask. And what does it say?
All right, Britt Hume says, this might help explain why Trump doesn't like to wear a mask in public. Biden today. And he
How
looks
is that
like
mocking?
He looks like an idiot.
Okay.
I know that I've been on social media sharing countless of things that said wearing a mask is all about fear. It's all about compliance. It's about muzzling yourself. Conan, you said it's a muzzle earlier today. We're telling these people that they've muzzled us. We're creating this divide that we're now sitting here condemning. Whether
I'm
we
need
to be or not, with loaded terms like muzzling and
I'm not
like
condemning
that.
The divide. I'm embracing it. I think it's great because I think it's as you, I forget which one of you said it before. I think it might have been you, Aria. You can identify who it is that you know you're probably not going to get along with real well. Now, that's not always true because some people wearing a mask because they have to or they feel like they have to as an obligation for their job. So, I mean, I don't blame an employee for this. But of the other people, people who are driving around by themselves with a mask on, you know, okay, that's probably not somebody I'm going to get along with. And
I will laugh at that person, but not to their face.
No. Right. Like I said before, I think it's silly, but I'm not going to say something to them. It's their life. They can wear whatever they want. Biden is wearing a mask, and I may think it looks silly, but the statement above it here isn't particularly mocking. If he wanted to mock Biden, he would have said, boy, you look like a stupid Dumbo. You know, he would have said something more like incisive instead of just saying, well, you know, this might help explain why Trump doesn't like to wear a mask in public, Biden today. So the suggestion is that he thinks Biden looks silly. But by no means is this like a scathing remark or anything like that. It's not even a harsh critique.
No, and he does look silly, but Biden kind of always looks silly. It's better to not see his mouth and the stupid things coming out of it. He looks less silly like this than he does when he's speaking.
It's probably a smart move for him. You can't tell if he's actually looking lasciviously over at some little child as he's drooling.
He might even be asleep.
That could be, yeah.
So what else did the North Dakota governor have to say?
Well, the guy in North Dakota is making it sound like mask shaming is about people who are shaming those wearing masks. And I'm not going to doubt that that's happened, although I don't think any of us have seen that happen. Has anybody here seen that happen
in real life? When you read that article, I was like, this is news to me.
Now, I haven't seen...
I have seen the reverse of what this article is talking
about. Where have you seen the reverse?
All on social media.
Okay, I'm talking about in real life. Has it happened?
No, not even today. I actually almost bumped into a lady, and she, and then she lit me in front of her.
So
and
all these
because I had less groceries than her. So obviously, she did look fearful of me. Everyone stands back from me.
So what I'm hearing from you is that you're seeing a lot of divide on social media, but not so much in the real world.
They have their safety bubble on social media that they can hide behind.
I can't do it out in public.
That
makes sense. Maybe it's time to put the phone down and to go out in the real world.
He goes out in the real world. I'm out in the world all the time, bumping into these people.
Seem to be confusing the two. When Ian asked you if you had encountered this, you immediately went, oh, yes, everywhere on social media, but you've never actually encountered this. You've seen people on the internet fighting.
No, Arya, this is how they really feel on social media. This is how you get an idea.
Social media. It's like being insulted in World of Warcraft, man. It's an internet imaginary person arguing with another imaginary internet
person.
This isn't
Reddit or 4chan.
It's not the real world. Not.
It is a facet of the real world.
It's a distraction from the real world.
You have your public persona, and you have your behind closed doors in my closet persona.
And you think those people are posting publicly to Facebook? their private personas?
Yes.
I don't know why you think that.
Well, hold on.
Because they're in their safety bubble. They can get away with it. This is how they really feel. And you have to weigh both. You have to weigh their public and their private. You have to put them together, and then you have an idea who these people really are.
Okay. Conan, you're right in that people on social media will say anything they want, and that's because they are safely behind.
Especially if they're behind a anonymous window.
But even regular people will be nastier than they would normally be in real life because they aren't in front of you, because they are hiding behind their, you know, their computer screen. That much is true. That's always been true about social media. And it's also true that many of these same people would never dare to say things like that to another person in real life, because then they could get in their face and be confronted over it, and you know, fights could happen.
And no one wants that.
And nobody wants that. I will say this. I have also not seen either shaming of a mask wearer or shaming of a non-mask wearer in real life. I haven't yet seen that
happen. New Hampshire.
Anywhere I've been.
In his real life. He's not worried about what he reads on the internet.
I'm not even on Facebook.
He's not on the internet.
Well, no, I'm on the internet. I'm just not on your social medias. I'm on some social media, but barely. Like, I'm on Twitter, but I don't go and read Twitter. I only see if somebody, like, responds to me or something like that on Twitter. So, anyway, I was saying I've never seen it in real life. However, there was video of somebody getting run out of a grocery store in Staten Island. I couldn't play it last night on the air because it's so profane. It's 22 seconds long, and there's a woman without a mask on in a grocery store in New York, right? Staten Island is New York, I think. Maybe it's New Jersey. It's one of those awful places where people there are so obedient. And I think if you were to go into a grocery store or go out in public in these places, I think you'd see a significant difference. There'd be probably way more people wearing masks because, again, in New York, they've made it a mandatory thing, apparently, if you're out and about, period, statewide, as I understand it. And this woman was being shouted at, and, like, customers were coming at her in this store. So it definitely has happened in real life. And if it's happened to people who are not wearing masks, it has probably happened in the reverse. We just haven't seen it. That's all. And so that's what the governor in North Dakota is upset about. He's calling mask shaming where people who are wearing masks are being shamed. But the reverse is also happening, where people who are not wearing masks are being shamed. And this is a big dividing line, whether it's political or not. And I have to wonder, Conan, do you think that we would still have this division if Trump were wearing a mask? I think we would.
I think lefties would be coming out saying we don't need to wear masks if Trump was wearing a mask. Because everything he says, they do the opposite of. Whether you agree with the guy or not, will always go the opposite direction of Orange Man.
I mean,
Orange
we can answer that question, though, because when he visited the Ford plant in Detroit, he did, in fact, wear a mask.
Oh, don't tell the lefty. Don't tell the left.
855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and with tonight, it's Aria.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And coming to us from the New York Times, Karens are everywhere. Of course, they didn't phrase it that way, but here we have a story about a white woman who was fired from her job after calling police on a black man in the park. Now, having already read a little about this story, I know that it was because the black guy asked her to put her dog on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
And her response to that
was to call the cops on him.
Was to call the police, yes.
Sounds like somebody I wouldn't want working for me either.
I would agree. The encounter begun as one of those tedious and brusque dust-ups between two New Yorkers, a black man, an avid birder. Birdwatcher said he had asked a white woman to leash her dog in Central Park. She refused. Now, I'm not a fan of laws, but aren't leashes required?
In a place like New York City, I suspect they are.
Then the encounter...
I think they're even required here in little old Keene, New Hampshire.
Well, it's a good idea if you're going to walk your dog or something to have a leash.
It's generally a good idea.
Yeah. So then the encounter, which was recorded on video, took an ugly turn as the man, Christian Cooper, filmed on his phone the woman clutching her thrashing dog, calls the police, her voice rising in hysteria, and she says, "I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life."
Oh, wow.
She says to
him... She ain't so bright, is she?
Wow. Then repeated twice to the operator, "African-American."
Wait, what state is this?
This is in New York City. Happened at Central Park.
Yes, I could see this from the South, but this is a new...
I can't see it from the South.
Not these days. Maybe 40 years ago.
Yeah. The video posted to Twitter yesterday has been viewed over 30 million times. I imagine
so. Wow.
Touching off intense discussions about the history of police being falsely called on black people, sometimes putting their lives in danger. Now, I don't think it gets more Karen than telling a black guy as you're calling the phone because he asked you rightly to put your dog on a leash because evidently the dog was thrashing around or whatever. It probably needed to be leashed.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to tell them he's threatening your life.
While he's recording video of you.
Yes. You're like, "I'm going to falsify this police report on video."
Has she been arrested, though?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Well, She has not been arrested.
Okay.
But within 24 hours, the woman, identified as Amy Cooper, no relation to Mr. Cooper, whoever the hell that is, had given up her dog, publicly apologized.
Wow, that's a reference to an old, I think that's a reference to an old TGIF television show from like the early 1990s. That was just a guess. There's like an old show called Hanging with Mr. Cooper. I hadn't even thought about it for three decades.
I thought they would hold on.
I cannot imagine that's the reference they're making.
I don't know.
Before you discuss what happens to her at her place of business, I thought this bird watcher guy.
Oh, I see. The man, the African American man, the black man, his last name was also Cooper.
They have the same last name.
Yes, they're both Cooper.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, I heard that the bird watcher Cooper, the black guy, he had dog treats and was trying to give them to the dog. I think there's more to this story.
Uh-oh.
Well, she publicly apologized and had been fired from her job, fittingly. Mr. Cooper, 57, a Harvard graduate who works in communications, has long been a prominent bird watcher in the city and is on the board of the New York City Audubon Society.
Audubon. It's like a bird lover's society.
Okay. The incident took, none of that's important. After Miss Cooper refused to restrain the dog, Mr. Cooper said he planned to offer the dog treats to lure it away and induce her to leash the animal, according to a Facebook post in which he documented his version of their exchange.
What? See, exactly. What the hell is that all about? How do you...
So he wanted to give the dog treats to encourage her to leash the dog?
Well,
was that
presumably the dog was chasing the birds away or whatever,
okay,
or scaring the birds. And
right,
he was like, well, in order to show her why it's important for her dog to be on a leash, I'm going to get some dog treats and I'm going to lure it away from her. And it's going to click to her, oh,
uh-huh,
I should leash my dog so that it doesn't.
Maybe my birds are over here. I'll throw these treats way over there, and the dog will run over there and leave me alone.
And she'll go, oh, no, my dog ran away. Maybe I should put it on a leash.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Presumably, that's what he was getting at.
So, maybe I'm not so mad at this guy. I hate unleashed dogs, unless it's a damn dog park.
But so you were mad at the guy, despite hating unleashed dogs?
No, I wasn't mad at anybody. I was unclear what was actually taking place, and now I think the guy was doing what he could.
Gotcha.
He wasn't going to call the police, but he was thinking, you know what? I'll be crafty. I'll get my video camera. I'll get my phone, and I'll throw dog treats way over there and see what happens, and rile the dog up.
Good enough idea.
And now she'll have to go chasing the dog, and it'll click, like you're right, maybe it'll click in her mind that this is a reason to leash your dog.
I walk Jazzy without a leash, but I do carry a leash with me in case I see another dog, and then I will leash Jazzy at that point. I will then...
Yeah, but that's Jazzy. I see too
that's
many...
That's what every dog owner would say.
Yeah, well, but I've seen...
But I would agree entirely. That's Jazzy.
Yes, but I have seen too many dogs. Oh, he won't bite. And all he's doing... I've been delivering mail way too long. Yeah. I've seen way too many mean, nasty dogs.
Yeah, the only thing that would set her off would be another dog, which is why I leash her up when
I like this guy's level of preparedness, man. I pull out the dog treats.
He literally had them on him.
Just for such intransigence, he said.
He's smart.
That's when I started video recording with my iPhone, and when her inner Karen fully emerged and took a dark turn.
She said that?
Yes.
Wow.
Good. It's clicking.
I also like your observation that, you know, he didn't call the police.
Exactly.
He was, he's a black man in New York City. I don't blame him for not calling the police,
good point,
for sure.
Good point.
But it is.
It never makes things better. I mean,
no.
That's what a sensible person should not call the police.
It is very likely that it was a violation of some leash law in New York City, if not New York State.
Yeah, he ain't no narc.
Yeah.
He ain't no snake.
He tried to handle it creatively.
And respectfully, in a way that would have benefited the animal itself.
Sure.
But the Karen didn't like that. The video captures Miss Cooper first asking Mr. Cooper to stop filming her.
Of course.
So she knew she was being filmed at this point. And then saying she will call the police. Remember, she knows she's being filmed. And claimed that she is being threatened by an African American.
Wow.
Well, this is her 5 minutes. I mean, look at all the Instagrams and the
views.
All the Instagrams out there of people doing just stupid stuff, like licking ice cream or something, or trying on deodorant and putting it back on the shelf.
This is her 30 minutes of fame, though, for being the most Karen who ever Karen.
And she's just the Karen of the moment. That's all.
She's the Karen of this 15 minutes. She'll be overtaken.
Please tell them whatever you like, Mr. Cooper says off the camera. I really respect this guy. She proceeds to call. I'm in the ramble. There is a man, African-American. He has a bicycle helmet, and he is recording me and threatening me and my dog, she says to the 911 operator as she grips her dog's collar tightly. So she knew that it was a good idea to restrain her dog, mm-hmm. but she didn't want to use a leash. She wanted to just hold the collar, presumably.
She's being a bitch.
Yeah. She adds, I am being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. And then she hung up.
Right, by the way, I see a leash on this dog in the picture. She's holding the leash, but it's up, but she's holding it real close up to the choke point.
Thank you, Mr. Cooper says, after she puts her dog on a leash and just before the video ends. On Tuesday afternoon, he said in an interview that I was quite adamant that I was going to tape her as long as the scofflaw behavior was continuing.
Smart move.
I didn't want to kowtow to that, and I didn't want to give it any power. I'm pretty adamant about not being a participant in my own dehumanization.
You know, I also wonder if they hadn't already met before, too. This might not be their first encounter. He might have been dealing with her forever and just kind of woke up one morning. You know what? I'm going to take some treats with me. I'm going to take my video camera ready to go, and I'm going to get this woman taken care of.
I mean, it could happen if they both live in the same neighborhood. They're, you know, it's certainly possible they could have encountered
this woman's
other.
Always coming out, chasing my birds away with her stupid dog.
He certainly dealt with Karens before,
yeah.
Whether he has dealt with this particular woman or not. Upon arrival, police determined two individuals had engaged in a verbal dispute, said a police spokeswoman. No summons were issued and there was no arrest made. Shortly after the video was posted by Mr. Cooper's sister on Monday, someone who said they had been the white woman's dog walker identified her, and her name soon began trending on Twitter. Internet detectives digging into Ms. Cooper's
life. Should have tipped your dog walker better, lady.
Yeah, they found an Instagram profile of her dog, Henry, and began sharing old photos documenting injuries he had suffered. By nightfall, she had surrendered Henry to the Cocker Spaniel rescue group she had adopted him from 2 years prior. Evidently, she rescued this dog, and he kept getting injured under her care. Maybe.
And then she gave him back after this incident.
Yeah.
Well, my only issue with this, now that I'm reading with the tweet from her employers, and they have embraced the new definition of racism in this country, and it isn't the actual, I think I'm more superior than another race. Now it is, if you just say someone is another race, or if you acknowledge a stereotype, they call this outright racist. How is this racist?
She says it's entirely racist.
She says
if a white person had done this, she would not have called the cops.
She just said it was a... All right, maybe.
This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.